Now he goes on here in verse 4, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. And I believe that as far as a child of God is concerned, and we've got a group of people today, they know all about sex, these young people today, and the immorality today is absolutely astounding. A student down in a certain college here in California, I was holding meetings there, and he's a very fine Christian leader, and he holds Bible classes on the campus. He says the boys' dormitory is Sodom, and the girls' dormitory is Gomorrah. He said gross immorality is taking place today. Now, they know all about sex, but they don't know about love. And God is saying here that you should save that body for the marriage relationship, and that would apply to either a man or a woman. And one of the reasons that today there's so much unhappiness in the marriage relations today, they say, oh, they're not sexually mated. I have news for you. It's not a question that they're not related, you know, sexually. The problem is the fact that they are not being faithful one to another. Now, my friend, until that relationship exists, this is your sanctification and your honor, if you please, as a child of God. Believe me, Paul puts it on the line. Now what? That ye should abstain from fornication? That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God. Now all around the Thessalonians were the pagans who mixed up sex and religion. And sex was a religion among the Greeks. You could go to Corinth and find that out, but you didn't have to go to Corinth. You could find it out in Thessalonica. Now he says that you are to live a life today that commends the gospel. May I say that this loose living among believers today, that is some believers, brings the gospel into disrepute. And I want to say this, it doesn't mean that these folk today are living for God, are serving God. For they're not. You cannot serve God and live in sin. He doesn't accept it. He says that. And he makes that clear here. He says you're not to live like that. That no man go beyond, this is verse 6, and defraud his brother in any matter. And you have to be honest if you're going to be a child of God. Because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. And I've lived long enough as a Christian and as a pastor to see this thing worked out in the life of many believers today. And I've seen certain believers who've been dishonest. And you know, God's an avenger. And he moves in and judges them. I've seen it happen again and again.